2016 Hall of Fame inductee. That's trainer Steve Asmussen, who joins us now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Steve, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
How did that sound? That was pretty nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. Very, very exciting race. You know, very proud of the whole team and especially Creator's effort and, you know, to be fortunate enough to win the Belmont Stakes. What a special feeling.
Put me in the stands with you. Tell me about watching that stretch run. What was it like?
It was exciting as it gets. Everything you know, dream of while you're in horse racing. But I thought that the race unfolded perfectly for him. Irad gave him a great trip, and I was extremely proud. Of what, obviously, at this point, I probably watched the replay 50 times. And just thought that Creator dove at the wire, man. He tried to win, and it's very exciting then and exciting right now.
There were some great pictures of you on social media. I mean, just outstanding. And when I interviewed you after the race, you were standing in the winner's circle with your mom and dad. And we had done a piece on you prior to the race talking about how the Hall of Fame induction and your family and how it all related, how important it was to you. And that was just a special moment. I mean, I've never seen anybody in the winner's circle happier than you that day.
Well, like you said, family is so special to us, and to be able to share a moment like that, will stay at the forefront of my mind.
Steve, you and I talked before the Kentucky Derby, and going into this year's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont were two of the classic races you had yet to win. Well, you can now check off the Belmont Stakes, but you told me that the Derby was so difficult to win because of all the different X factors that go into it. How about the Belmont? You had been close before. Why is that race so challenging?
Well, 9 years, we sat on Curlin's nose defeat, and it just, they come home in under 48 that day, no pace whatsoever in the race, and he didn't, it didn't happen for him. Knowing what a great horse he is, it just, that was a lived through an example of how difficult it is to win it, and the fact that you only get one shot at it, and I think that all of those things coming together made this year's Belmont a very special win for us.
It was kind of the reverse of Curlin and Rags to Riches. As I was watching Todd walk down from his box, he looked like he was going to a funeral. And then, your effusiveness on the racetrack and after the race, it was a tremendous contrast from the previous Belmont Stakes that was such a thorn in your side.
Well, absolutely. I think the horses gave great effort. You're very proud of them, but what a difference the feeling is between simply inches, the difference of winning or not. And I think that it is hard to be that close to such a special victory. And living through that, it is very nice to be on the winning side of it this time.
Steve, a couple of months ago, you get the news that you'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame in Saratoga Springs later this year. Then you end up winning your very first Belmont Stakes. This has just been an amazing year for Steve Asmussen. Try to put it into words. What has this year been like?
Well, it's been a bit publicized and stuff of, Julie, my wife's battle with cancer and stuff, and that has put everything else into perspective. I do think that Belmont win and the Hall of Fame and her PET scan being negative is it's extremely emotional. No way not to, for it not to be, And I think that being able to share a win like the Belmont with family, and also being, you know, honored by being put in the Hall of Fame, and having the scare that we did with Julie, it just puts it all into perspective of how fleeting and how fortunate and how blessed we really are to, you know, to be able to enjoy this together. And then just to have the success is and something so significant to celebrate is, you know, like to put those in words, it's hard, but it's an overwhelming feeling. It really is. You know, it just probably is a boisterous or as jubilant as I've ever been in the Belmont. And, you know, I think all of those things add up to those feelings.
You know, your dad, he's still killing the ladies at his advanced age. So there were a couple gals in the walking ring. And they said, "Do you see that little cowboy over there? Oh my God, is he cute?"
And well, that's good to hear, because I've always wondered how he got mom.
Oh, he's got lots of fans. He's got lots of fans.
I'm glad to hear that, because I could never quite understand how he ever got mom. So now the secret's out.
It's all clear.
That's what it was.
Yeah. It's all clear to you now. But, you know, when I'll go back to that interview, because it was a great moment for me too. I was so happy for you, and it was great that your parents were there. And your dad, he had the same smile that you had on. I mean, you couldn't have chiseled that smile off of his face. He was so. Did he say anything to you after the race?
Well, not that dad doesn't, you know, he doesn't say a lot, but you definitely know what he's thinking. I can't tell you how blessed I feel to have grown up in the situation that I have. You know, I've always been a part of my mom and dad's stable, and now I feel that they're a huge part of mine. I just, through conversations with mom and dad, you know, this stable is simply an extension of them. You know, we're just carrying the colors, and you know, just very proud of the things that we've accomplished, and we know that we've accomplished them together. And I think that, you know, the health issues this year just have made us reflect and realize, you know, how blessed we are to be in this position. And, you know, we're feeling the same thing. And it was the win Saturday was a very special moment. Really was, and still is today.
Steve, when you were watching the race live, did you know that it was Creator's nose that got to the line first?
I felt it. You know, the day was right. Trying to take you back to the, you know, pre-race, and man, the horse showed great folk. He was dialed in. He was focused. And standing there pre-break, I was, you know, concerned with Gettysburg getting away cleanly, and he broke well. Paco got him over in a beautiful position, and then looked where Creator was, and you saw the move that Irad made by, you know, dropping in, going into the first turn. He could have gotten hung up outside of the eight horse, and he just, you know, that split decision where he did. And then the first half mile, they go 48-4, and you like your position. You know it, that you feel at that moment you've got a shot, you know, that it is unfolding. When you imagine a race or pre-race or anything, you're imagining it in a positive way. And at that point, it had unfolded the way we had imagined it. It read like a story. And around the turn, you could tell he had plenty of horse. You're just wanting a spot to run, and a scene presented itself. And I thought the Creator did laid his body down. And, you know, when they got to the, you thought that he won it, but you wanted to see the number up. You know, you live, I thought he got up, but boy, it's quite a relief to see him put the number up and take the photo down and put your number up on top.
Visiting with Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Steve, when we did trainer talk together last summer at Saratoga, you told me that your mom has a room dedicated to memorabilia of you and your career and your brother Cash and his career. And she calls it the ego room. So there's no doubt that there will be a little more memorabilia going into that room after the Belmont last weekend. Let's look ahead to tonight and the Fleur de Lis handicap with Untappable. I'm sure she has her place in that ego room too, and maybe you can add a little more to it tonight. How's she doing?
I think that the filly's doing wonderful. The way that she is trained here at Churchill, I can't believe she's gotten beat, let alone as many times as I've gotten her beat. But she is training beautifully. Her works are as good as it gets, and she's 3-for-3 at Churchill, and plan on her winning. But, it has been a pretty long dry spell for her.
Well, she's such a nice filly. She's had a couple of setbacks and some bad luck along the way, but it seems like now she's at her favorite track, and the works on paper look fantastic, and now we hear from you how good they are. So there's not a lot to topple in that race. It's not as tough as some of the races she's been in the past. So best of luck with her. She looks pretty tough.
Well, thank you. Nothing but respect for, I think Neil Howard has All Chocolate running extremely well right now. I'm a sheeps guy, and, we're coming off a couple eights. She's coming off a couple sevens. But I do feel that Untappable's ready to get back in the winner's circle.
Steve, much like Creator in the Belmont last weekend, she is a daughter of super sire Tappet. What is it with these Tappets? They've been pretty good to you, my friend.
We always tell Mr. Ron Winchell that Tappet's the gift that keeps on giving. He's just everything that he has done for me. And, now we have Tappazar out there and a couple of the two-year-olds of his that have won, including an impressive winner for the Winchells this weekend. So Tappet is just an amazing horse that sires amazing horses, possibly the sire of sires of amazing horses. And the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, pretty nice to be able to train for the guy that owns Tappet, huh?
Yeah, nice is not quite an accurate description of it. Just tops that for
Well, Steve, look, you've always been very accommodating with your time. Really do appreciate the time here this morning. All the best tonight with Untappable, and all the best moving forward. And we're going to look forward to catching up with you as we get closer to that Hall of Fame ceremony in Saratoga in August.
All right, well, as always, thank you much.